April 3rd, 1994.
Greetings. We appreciate it.
Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I want to embarrass everybody about the flowers and the food. When I watch you eating, I really get a little jealous. Not just the camaraderie, but obviously you are enjoying it. And I want to tell you, on behalf of Dorma, she never enjoyed a plateful of gooey gunk more in her life. And now she'll want a miracle. Well, you're going to get your miracle pretty soon, too. Just be a little bit on good behavior when those products come, and those excess fat cells will come away. I promised you that. I will keep my promise. But you have to keep a little bit of yours, and that's like halfway effort. I can hear Wally, too, says, oh, we're going to try the insulin stuff. I can go through the dessert counter again. Got to get into overload so we can see if it works.
Not true. One brownie and I haven't even eaten it.
Befriend Lydia. She's discouraged. The headway is not as good as we had hoped, but she had a great deal of damage. You cannot have over 3 quarts of liquid in a lung cavity without it doing damage. I would like to say to you once that right now, our counterpart, I don't want to mention names because now we are on the tape, has sent what is the basic principle of cell renewal, what they're doing, cellular exchange, that is costing somewhere around $45,000 to go through a series of treatments where cells are literally genetically restructured. Giandriana is better than anything you can get for restructuring to your own cellular system. However, to boost that, genetic alterations or genetic presence of various and sundry organs have been introduced into the Giandriana base. And it basically is more qualified because it will immediately, because I've got her on some stuff that I've got MSM in. So we are putting her through a series of, well, let us just call it an antibiotic, an integrated Giandriana antibiotic. And this MSM is producing its own DMSO, which means that it is instant. I mean, anybody who knows what DMSO is, touch it on your, rub it into your wrist, and in 3 seconds you'll have it on your tongue. Is that good? And we were losing too much of the substance in the stomach for some of the sick people. This is why an injectable form would be good. But now they're closing down the Mexican clinics where you can could even get those injectables. You can't get infusions now. But we have started her now on a basic antifungal, antibiotic, Giandriana, with its production of its own DMSO, which will mean instant introduction into the cell. And that will combine with this cellular replacement. And let's see if possibly that will get her on her feet. She is distressed because she keeps struggling with this, and she just would like an easier way to make her transition. And I'll tell you something. It's hard for you to imagine. On the other hand, at some level, you're all just a little jealous that she might be closer to be able to do that than you. But I think that we have quite a lot of things that are going to be coming into fruition here. I would like all of you to stick around long enough to enjoy it. I know that you basically have thoroughly enjoyed what you've done up to now. But I would like Lydia to be around for a while longer. So I'd rather not talk about transition and making it easier. Let's get well, if we can. We wrote, I think that I would like EJ just to read what we wrote, because I would like to talk about a few rather spiritual things. This is Easter, and it is a remarkable time to give some thought to the Christed energies and the ascension, if you will. A lot of misperceptions about the holiday as such. Doesn't matter. You can utilize whatever is available, either for spiritual growth or spiritual deterioration. Just know that as you come into knowing, you can get the full pleasure of a holiday for the right reasons. There isn't anything wrong with enjoying colored eggs or bunnies or friendship or celebration. A celebration of what you can perceive as goodness. Maybe a little good making an ascension. And you don't have to be swallowed up in whether or not that is a pagan or a carnal thing. It is. It simply is. And it's how you perceive it. What is your intent? Going in and getting all pious and weepy-eyed over the thought of a cross doesn't cut it with me. You shouldn't have let him on the cross in the first place. Well, why didn't God stop it? Well, I'll tell you, the father of that young man was Gabriel. And if Gabriel had had his way that day, you would have seen a lot worse happen than the sky go dark. Because it leaves you perceiving that there is no emotion beyond your place. I want to tell you something. After you leave your place where you are no longer cluttered with a body, you are full, total, 100% emotion, because that is energy. So you can argue today whether or not even such an act took place. If it took place in the mind of one man, it took place. Do you see? And is hanging on a cross any worse than what they thrust against you? Well, of course, you would say, no. No, it isn't. Because the pain to a higher energy is not ever in the body. It's in the soul. And the retaliation for those acts will come against the soul. And you will punish the body. And you can have your examples of that also. So maybe if you would read, then we'll see if it's dark yet and time to eat. That's right, you've got an extra hour to eat. Mm-hmm.
This was written Saturday, April 2nd, 1994, and it's titled, A Little Easter Message. This subject is as important to the human race as any message ever to be brought to your attention. Please remember that Easter holiday was a long-standing holiday time in the ancient days. To give you a clue as to the choosing of a day to celebrate and to assure you that it had nothing to do with a set time and place of some crucifixion or arising, let it be noted. Easter is celebrated the Sunday immediately after the first full moon that occurs on or after March 21st. It was also a celebration of Istre, the goddess of spring. The facts are the occasion was staged so that the punishment and public betrayal of this wondrous Son of Man, the Christed Emmanuel, Emmanuel, would coincide with this greatly celebrated pagan holiday. It also would be coincidental with the celebration of Passover in those days. I, Hatan, do not need repeat the story so beautifully offered by those present in gospel-like presentation. The truth has been most deliberately removed from your Bibles, and I am not here, nor is anyone else here, to argue with you and your perceptions. The facts, however, much as with John F. Kennedy's assassination, are buried and the lies foisted off on you. Do the facts matter to you if you believe or are born again? Deny or just don't give a damn? Yes? Why? Because you seem to think that nobody would ever dare or could tamper with such a work of presentation. But already you deny your own belief in the story itself by having a myriad of translations, interpretations, and rewritings, updating, and more nonsense about those Bible books. Why don't you try the truth? I suggest that if you desire the truth, get, and they called his name Emmanuel, a Phoenix Journal. You who already have this volume, please take time to reread it. The presentation of this document is now available from other sources by other translators of whom I have no intent of researching, usually, however, in the first offerings of material from first translators, the material will be conceptually similar. No death. The teacher came to tell you, honor you of soul progression, and show you that there is no such thing as death of soul. He did not come to die for you, but instead to show you how to live. He did not, by his bloodletting, offer physical absolution of your responsibilities, if you but believed he existed. You will stand responsible in judgment for all actions and intents of self. The Master can plead in your behalf if there be ignorance present, but he can do nothing for you. Truth. The major thing for which you must watch is the total taking into the physical realm through bunnies, baubles, and trinkets of candy and other physically pleasing things, the meaning of such a time of serious considerations. Ascension? What does man know of ascension? It was said that a place would be prepared for you, that you too might know everlasting expression, and so it has been. Now comes the time of preparing a place for a return of goodness upon your physical experience as man on a planet. Have you earned the worthiness to host God of total perfection and beauty? Have you served God Creator in care of this His wondrous creations? Have you served your fellow man in honor and love? How about integrity and peace? Have you prepared a place for God? Well, I'm come back around to see to it that there is a place prepared. Can I do it alone? Yes, but I don't have to do so. The vipers are coming up out of their pits to do battle with selves, one faction pitted against another, and in the so doing, God's children will, by circumstance, be sorted away. Will you be among the frenzied battles? or will you be in the shelter of God's hosts? The time of decisions is at hand, readers, as things unimagined are coming forth upon your globe. These things are not just of upheavals and possible spiritual fulfillment of prophecies of God relationships, but the oppressed shall find sustainment to rise up against the Antichrist. A new foundation can be brought forth upon your lands if you choose to do so. Will you? Man of earth, will you? There will be no place remaining for blame or further lack of responsibility. The New World. No, I do not speak of the New World Order. I do speak of some new age a-coming. I speak here of, at this time, the new shape of, let us say, North America. There is an outlay of every continent on the globe, but you do not get such from here, for here is where is for the ones here. Nor will I suggest that you go to this place or that place, or if you want maps and gear, go where there is such offered. I do suggest that as many of you who can see a map as offered by Scallion, look at it closely. Then I want to remind you that the northwestern coastal area of the U.S., for instance, is thrusting upward and northward faster than ever before in history.
Let's stop a minute. What makes a psychic more capable of perceiving? What is there about a Michael Scallion or his bride or anyone who sees within or without or can perceive the whole? Is this some great talent from outer space? In some instances, it could be. In some instances, it is simply a remembering or an awakening of something seen or experienced before in one's own databanks. More likely, unfortunately, which brings more reality into your perceptions, is that these are predictions of scientists and experiencers on your own planet at your own time of expression. Your geologists have studied it. They know how it is going to fall. And that is far easier in tidbit form for the mind to put together. And a Michael Scallion can go within his mind, and he is picking up the energy being transmitted. And that's why when you look at something like the map, you can look at it and say, that looks right. These are meticulously calculated in places like Caltech, Northrop, Edwards, China Lake, because those places are going to be underwater. That's why they're running submarine channels inland. And they're trying to run it on over to this series of mountain range. Because those bases, even underground, will be lost unless they are totally sealed. And this is why you'll be having upheavals offshore at the places where these water tunnels empty. And that's why you will be having at some places along Long Beach and Seal Beach, etc., there will be extremely high wave action these days when around the bend the kids can play in the surf. This is a time of incredible change. And they are pulling some of those submarines out. This is what they wanted the boom boxes for. So that you would not be able to track on radar and sonar. And that all has to do, and they wanted to get that going before anybody caught it. Well, they were caught, and then they had to back off and that has been a public announcement. They said they would back off and have hearings, etc. But it was critical to do it then because they fully intended to track and torpedo and take out. On the other hand, knowing that some of the U.S. ships will belong to some of those submarines, you will also have to have an underwater escort, won't you? Anywhere you go. And if you come back toward this side of the planet, you're going to have to go probably down around the Cape. That is impractical. You could go through the Panama Canal, because you see the waterways indicate that where you want to get this material delivered to, and part of it, quite frankly, will come right back probably into your United States in pristine form. So you've got quite a massive task at hand. And if you could, under the guise of doing some scientific research, foul up those underwater frequencies, you could do a lot of blind traveling, silent running. But I was talking about psychics picking up information. Scallion's map is nothing in the world except what the geologists have already diagrammed. And I point over here because it's over here, and all of you should look at it. Keeping in mind that Bakersfield is to your northwest. Go ahead, please.
I also want you to pay attention to the politicians and what they tell you they are going to do as to divisions of districts and states. One day, and it may well be prior to the turn of the millennia, California and parts west will be greatly altered into oceans and islands. Where will you dwellers of these areas be? If you can grasp the moment of possible change, perhaps you shall not be thrust into destruction. You must understand that you cannot blame Mother Nature for that which man has brought forth.
Someone in this room is having too much fun.
How large is he?
I think he's one of the worms. The jelly bean eater.
The ultimate cleansing, however, will be wrought through the hand of God as his enemy is put down. And furthermore, I remind you that there will be no whisking away to the fluffies, no absolution of evil ongoing, no purchase tickets, except through intent unto God within his laws. For no evil shall be brought into the presence of God in his holy radiance, if the goodly only then progress into evilness, naught is gained. However, man must always grow into light, for he is given choices of presentation. There are goodly men who are not holy men. There are those who will serve in the light of God in goodly intent, who do so because it is the right thing to do within the laws of God and creation. You must have ones to serve the nations and the human aspect as it again grows into that which it will be, into goodness or into again evil dominant. And know, there will be pockets of remaining societies built in positive relationship with God and hosts. God has never left you without teachers and wayshowers. The word shall be the lamp to guide you, and by that which has gone wrong can you set your course to straight and prevail. But you must have learned to perceive truth while the lie swirls all about your senses. If you believe in false teachings, namely that power and spirit do not dwell within you, then you will be without knowledge and live in spiritual poverty. Though you will receive, now and then, that for which you will ask in your false belief of alienated sanctuaries, idols, and gods, you will receive only because of your strong false belief, without knowledge of the real truth. And that gain will only be of the physical, while diminishing the infinite you, soul. Blessed are only they who serve the real truth and knowledge, for only they are to receive in honesty. Beware. I remind you of the false prophets et al. Be in knowing that the false prophets will be the ones to strike out at the truth beyond all reasonable actions. You can see it all around you, as with our own work. It is denied, deplored, and you are told over and over that it is evil. Cast it out, and yet read any portion in context and you will find only truth in God's perfection of offerings. God is on your planet. God is your planet. God is within you. However, the teachers you await and the Christed perfection in the Son of Man is not. He well may appear, but he is not in human manifestation upon your place. How do you know? Because God has ordained that ye shall know of his coming. And even the Son knows not the moment of his coming. One say, I am but Dharma. Well, readers, Dharma is but the bringing into presence the life truth. Doris is not me, nor I she. We are of God, as are you. She is physical. I am etheric, with capability of being physical in the choosing. But it is also said that I claim a label of Atan. Indeed, I do. And it would behoove all of you to look up the meaning of Atan, for I go back a very, very long, long way. Your Creator would send nothing lesser in your time of peril. Beware of false prophets and scribes who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inside they are like raving wolves, and preach to you humility to shrines, false deities and gods, and preach to you of humility to idols and false teaching. Beware of those who forbid you access to wisdom and knowledge and tell you to not go forth to hear that perhaps what perhaps is truth, for they speak to you only to attain power over you and to seize your goods and belongings. Always search beneath the coverings to inspect that which they do not tell you, and further, check carefully those things that they extract from you. Truth and wisdom in truth are given with no price or treasure of power or force. You shall recognize these ones by the fruit they bear. Can a person gather grapes from the thorns and figs from the thistles? Therefore, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a bad tree brings forth wicked fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth wicked fruit, and a bad tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Therefore, by their fruit shall you know them. I urge you, readers, to judge the fruit we offer. I would like to offer you some words from the Master Teacher as presented in the book above mentioned. It is a bit off the mark of Easter celebration as such, but directly related to your plight this day, as well as 2,000 years ago. Shall I continue, Commander?
Please.
Quoting Emmanuel. 2,000 years ago, I told them to go only with those things that are absolutely necessary, so that they could eat and sleep on their journey, and so that they could clean, keep clean, and have always clean changes of clothing. Travel was dangerous in those days, and I told them not to carry many things with them, for they would only be burdened and would become welcome victims for thieves. I believe this was he was giving instructions to the disciples. Is that not true?
Yes.
I reminded them that each good deed is worth its pay, and if you diligently preach and teach knowledge, you shall not be in wanting. Now, this was meant exactly as laid forth. These men knew their purpose, served those encountered, and further, they were not searching for self, but serving others. These ones were not going in search of self-fulfillment and inner light for the individual self, or to meditate in another's presence that that one's truth might somehow rub off on them. These were not flower children drifting without purpose, living the lie of lies that they were off helping mankind. These flower children, as you know them, were the dropouts of a society, claiming to search for their identity through every loose moral activity available while wandering and drifting about in groups of booster-uppers and meditation mediums. This brethren, is a difference in responsibility and irresponsibility. This type of proclaimed love is the most destructive one activity to plague humanity. My ones were sent forth knowing full well what was their job and working 24 hours a day at it, no time off for afternoon energy meditation while they sneaked in a nap and cried later, energy overload. They went about on foot, remember? They walked thousands of miles where you can put 150 envelopes into the mail to cover the same thousands of miles. So be it. You cop out by saying, well, you told them to do this and that and thus and so. When you do as they had to do, then you come and complain to me. And watch it, friends. If you do not know, do your job well now, that is exactly the way you will find yourselves doing it. And brothers, you have committed unto the work, no matter how you have to do it. I warned them to check carefully when entering a village. Remember, no motels? They had to search out living quarters in private places, so I urged them to take great care and inquire about if there would be someone there who would be worthy and advised them to remain the same until departure if possible. I told them to salute a house when it was entered into, and I tell you, honor, salute the house into which you enter. It is gracious and imparts love and vibrations of peace and goodness. If the house is worthy, your peace will come upon it. But if it is not worthy, your peace will return unto you, and you depart. If someone does not want to take you in or hear your speeches, leave that house or that town and shake the dust off your feet. I told them, I tell you now, not to stay in a place where you are not welcomed with openness. Your truth and speeches will not be recognized. Flee from these places, for they are selfish and disloyal to nature. They revere not sacred things. They will be honoring false gods and idols of whatever nature they so choose from worldly manifestation. They are not followers of creation, nor of the laws thereof. Where a man's thoughts center, therein lies his heart's desires, and rarely is centered on God or the creation. I will now just repeat unto you that which I said unto them, that you can see the teachings are as filled with truth for you today as it was 2,000 years past. I did not lay down these edicts, brethren. These were the edicts passed down from God to a people in disobedience of the very laws of the creation and knew not any Christ path of truth. Herein I speak of Israel, since that was the directed subject material on this morn. I would have it otherwise. It is not otherwise. So be it. Hatton's comment. Let us always be in the remembering that the term Israel is only representative of a group or place which can now be identified by modern day reference. There was no Israel, and there was no term in those days of Jews. However, you have come to recognize both these terms, and both are incorrectly utilized to bring false perceptions to you through misdefinition. You must realize that translation errors can be most subtle and deceiving. I will continue to offer this as presented, but you must keep the history of happenings and changes fully in mind. End of Hatton's quote. Flee from those places of false gods and false teachings, for they will seek your life, because they do not want to forsake that which they have and that which they are. This includes the multitudes of false Christians, brethren. The false Christian church clubs will be the first to effort at destruction of this scribe, as if, for instance, the mystics and new agers as such are equally as dangerous. Watch of your steps and watch out for my scribes, please. I petition you, for most ones entering into your places will not realize they are tools of darkness. Keep your light shields about you. Flee from these incredulous people, for you shall not lose your life for the sake of truth and knowledge. No law demands that of you, nor is there a law which would recognize such foolishness. We need no physically dead workers. Do not be foolish in your projects. Use your God-given intelligence and found good, solid business concerns, and you will be accepted. truth will follow like sheep to a good shepherd. Verily I say unto you, however, many will die and shed their blood unto the sand, because later my teaching will be made into false teachings, which I never taught, and which originate from the brains of scribes and priests set forth for their own gain, power, and purposes. They will thereby bring masses of mankind under their control, and through the belief in their false teachings will rob man of his rightful belongings. Man is God's temple. He needs no graven images nor ornate buildings with another man's name placed thereon. In all the world, there will be screaming and chattering of teeth when the blood of all those slaves who have made my teachings of wisdom and knowledge into false teachings, and when the blood flows of all those who, through false belief and through being led astray, believe these false teachings and advocate them, teachings that are not mine. Consequently, many of these heretics will lose their lives. Many of these people of Israel who will never find their peace until the end of the world, because they do not believe and deny the power of the Spirit and of knowledge. This I said to my people then, and it is holding in truth to this day. Now prepare yourselves, for I am going to lay a hard one onto your backs. I make no exceptions to belief systems, nor do I condemn any man as such. But the next is directly from God's source, and there is a lot of cleaning up that needs doing. This has to do with Israel and God. The curse of Israel. Verily I say to you, the people of Israel were never a tribe of their own, and have at all times made a living from murder, robbery, and fire. Through ruse and murder did they conquer this land, through their despicable predatory wars, whereby they slaughtered their best friends like wild animals. And God said, cursed be the people of Israel until the end of the world, and it will never find its peace. Is today different from 2,000 years ago? How so? Did I say to kill them, mutilate them, hate them, or injure them? Nay, nay, nay. In fact, we of these outer realms are sending multitudes among them to work the wondrous transition. The peoples of the race are bearing our very own children upon your place to set them free of their bondage. But the cycle will come down and close exactly as written, no more, no less, so be it. I told them, my 12, and so it is today. Behold, I am sending you among the unbelievers and those set in their false teachings, like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as clever as the serpents and without deceit as the doves. No small task indeed. Beware of people, for they shall turn you over to the courts and shall scourge you in their synagogues. They will ridicule you, deprecate you, denounce you, and in every aspect of your life being, and then come running unto you to reap a share of the wondrous gifts ye shall bring. Further, you will be led before kings and so-called great men because of my teachings and witnesses unto them, and light will go forth through thy works and my word. Take no care if you cannot flee, and they shall turn you over unto the courts, for the power of your spirit will not leave you, and your knowledge will tell you that what you shall say, and I shall touch those who represent you in truth. For it is not you who speaks, but the power of your spirit and its knowledge. I am telling you, dear ones, try not to deal with Israel in your blind desire to assist, for it has not to do with you. It is between God and Israel. With Israel, you will get nowhere with those peoples until the ending of the world cycle, and so be it. It does not mean that ye shall not love your Jewish neighbor, for we speak now of an entirely different matter, and one has very little connection to the other. I remind you, the disciple is not above the master, nor the servant above his Lord. It suffices that the disciple be like his master, and the servant be like his Lord.
Get 50 quick yet.
If they have called the father of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call them who live in the house? Therefore, protect yourselves from that of Israel, for it is like a festering boil. But be not afraid of them, because there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing secret which will not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in daylight. And what is whispered into your ears, preach from the rooftops. Be not afraid of evil slander, but be afraid of those that kill the body and take life. Eyes for eyes and teeth for teeth, life for life. And there is no godness within them. Further, they will eat into your flesh until your joints are frozen and you are too crippled to respond. Beware and sleep not on your watch, lest your very lives be lost. I came not to bring peace. I did not come to bring the world peace at that time, brothers. I did not come forth to bring peace, but rather to bring the sword of truth and knowledge of the power of the Spirit that dwells within man. I ask that you provoke even your mother, father, and thus and so, that eyes be opened and thought be manifest in truth patterns instead of the continuation of sleep and inertia, walking steadily and deliberately under your doom. But it must be done in leadership, whereby truth is visual and man wishes to follow, for the way is simply better. Ah, yes, your enemies will likely be residing within your very households. The path of truth is distant, and the wisdom of knowledge will reach it only slowly. I predicted dark ages would follow. Centuries and millennia would pass before the truth of the Spirit could reach unto the people. 2,000 years is quite enough, Chiles. Quite enough, please. I'll turn the tape now.